Hello and welcome to the podcast Heal Within with Danish. I'm your host Danish. I am a narcissistic abuse recovery professional and a personal transformation coach. I help people like you to move on, recover, heal, and not only thrive but transform into your greatest version possible after narcissistic abuse. In this podcast, I will be talking about how a narcissist hypnotizes you before abusing you. The intensity of the destruction that the narcissistic abuse causes still surprises me. Having a personal experience of going through it and having helped a lot of people to heal from it, I still ask the questions like, why is it so hard to heal? Why is the impact of it so deep that it just not only breaks the heart and mind of a person, but it breaks the spirit? Why does it take so many efforts and time to get over the turmoil? And all of these questions have led me to the understanding that going through narcissistic abuse is similar to going into a hypnotic trance. Being a hypnotherapist, I found three similar steps in both of these processes. When you put someone into a hypnotic trance, the first step that you take is that you grab their attention and you focus it on something that is inside them. For example, you tell them to focus on their breathing and it naturally deepens. And something similar happens in the beginning of a narcissistic relationship. The narcissist completely grabs your attention and your focus is all diverted to them because they make the relationship seem so intense, so perfect, so unbelievably unrealistic that you start falling for them in an instant. You start feeling that they are the one. They are the one you have been looking for all your life. They mold themselves into the person you have been looking for. And when they have successfully done it, they start with the second step. And the second step that we follow in the hypnotic process is we bypass the critical factor. The critical factor is the ability of a person to differentiate between what is a threat and what is not a threat, what is right and what is not right. It is the ability to ask questions like, is this going to work? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Or what is happening now? And we bypass the critical factor, the critical ability, by putting in so many message units that the conscious mind is not able to handle at once, and it just gets aside and lets us sink deeper into your mind. When the narcissist feels like they have gotten your attention, they start confusing you. They stop answering your calls. They stop answering your messages. What was so intense in the beginning now starts to fade away. You get confused. You have been promised of a perfect life, but the things that are happening now are completely different. And the confusion that is created seizes your ability to use logic and reason. You're confused like hell. You're confused to the extent that you just become unconsciously suggestible. And when the narcissist feels that you're hooked in, then he uses the third step. And the third step that we use in hypnosis is that when we feel your critical factor has been bypassed, we stimulate your subconscious or unconscious mind to do the whole process. And the third step that the narcissist follows is very similar to this. They start devaluing you. They start suggesting you directly or indirectly that you are not enough. You are unworthy. You are unworthy of love. No matter what you do, it still doesn't count. You are the crazy one. You are psychotic. You are paranoid. Something is wrong with you. All these suggestions are given again and again and again. And unfortunately, they do not just reside on your conscious level, but they directly go into your subconscious, where your subconscious is not able to differentiate between what is an assumption and what is reality. It just accepts them. That's why you start feeling unworthy. That's why you start feeling that you are not enough. That's why what the narcissist tells you seems so real. That's why you follow what is being told. That's why it becomes so hard for you to just get off the hook. That's why it gets so hard for you to just leave the relationship. That's why all those panic attacks. That's why all that walking on eggshells. That's why all that anxiety. In my opinion, and how I see it, that narcissistic abuse is literally equivalent to hijacking of your mind. It is as if someone uses calculated tactics and takes calculated steps to hijack your mind, to alter your personality, to change the way you feel about yourself, to change the way you see the world. And that's why you start feeling that you're losing your identity during all of this process. And that's why when you leave the narcissistic relationship, you ask the questions, who am I now? The point is that the destruction that is caused by narcissistic abuse goes beyond the level of logic and reason. It goes deeper into your mind. It is like controlling how you see yourself and how you see the world. It is equivalent to crushing your soul and spirit. It is equivalent to changing who you are. It is equivalent to brainwashing. So if the impact of narcissistic abuse is this intense, something as intense as this is needed to heal from it. Something as intense, as powerful, as helpful, as effective is needed to heal from all of this trauma. That's why you need to go deeper, deeper beyond the levels of logic and comprehension to release the trauma you have been through, to deal with the pain, to deal with the emotional baggage that you have been carrying. That's why you need effective and specialized help. That's why talk therapy does not work here. That's why just understanding what you have been through is not enough to heal and get over the aftermath of narcissistic abuse. That's why it is needed. It's the need of time to look for something that is as powerful, as able to help you to reprogram the deeper programming, to break the associations that have been created inside your head, in your subconscious.